Hey there, sports history fan. Arnie Chapman here from the Sports History Network. Now, before you jump into this episode, I wanted to share with you an exciting giveaway we have going on with Home Field Apparel. We have a digital $50 gift card to homefieldapparel.com for one lucky fan of the Sports History Network. All you got to do is head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways to sign up. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways.
On this episode, we follow the hiring of a very famous college football coach, and we look at one great college football Hall of Famer. It's all coming up for this May 9th edition in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of America's football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from the Pig Pen on America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So with Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason F. supplying the great tunes, let's go no huddle through some stories of America's football history.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome to the Pigpen as we talk about the football history headlines and birthdays of Hall of Famers for May 9th in this edition. And we're going to start off with our newspapers.com football history headline of the day, and it comes from the Lawrence Daily Journal on May 8th, 1900. It says, President Jordan of Leland Stanford gives his opinion of the coach. And the article explains that the first person to publicly offer an opinion of the hiring of coach F.H. Yost was none other than Stanford's president of the day, Dr. Jordan. Jordan explained that the hiring was a bit of a surprise to him as well as the Cardinal fans because Yost came from what was described in the article as a secondary school of the Kansas University. Please remember that this is a full year before Fielding Yost was hired as the Michigan Wolverines head coach, where he really made his mark in American football history. Yost compiled a college football career record of 198-35-12. During his 25 seasons as a head football coach in Ann Arbor, Yost Michigan Wolverines won 6 national championships and captured 10 Big Ten conference titles and amassed a record of 165-29-10. From 1901 to 1905, his teams were known as the Point a Minute Squads as they had a record of 55 wins, 1 loss, 1 tie, outscoring their opponents by a margin of, listen to this, 2,821 points to 42. The 1901 team beat his former club, the Stanford Cardinal, 49-0 in the 1902 Rose Bowl, which has gone down in history as the first college football bowl game. That's a remarkable feat all in itself. And if you want to be able to read through some old articles like we did today in the Lawrence Daily Journal, you need to check out newspapers.com. At newspapers.com, you get access to over 640 million pages worth of news from the U.S., Canada, England, Scotland, Ireland, and more, dating back to 1798 all the way to yesterday. Get a free one-week subscription to newspapers.com by visiting sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. And with a paid subscription, you'll also be helping to support the production of this and other Sports History Network shows at sportshistorynetwork.com/newspapers. Yeah, Fielding H. Yost, what a great head coach. Many different schools he coached at and had success at all of them, but none as great as what he had at Michigan, especially in the early turn of the century teams, those point a minute teams. Truly some great teams he had there with some great players like Charlie Heston, I think, who we talked about on his birthday back last summer. Make sure you go back and check out that episode because Charlie Heston was one of the greatest college football players of all time. And we have a college football birthday today for May 9th. That took place in 1958, Detroit, Michigan. Brad Bude, the dominant guard from the University of Southern Cal, was born. The footballfoundation.org website states that Bude was an offensive starter at guard for Southern California for 4 seasons, 1976 all the way to 1979. He stood 6'5", weighed 253 pounds, and was a lead blocker in a famous formation called Stu student body right, which was so successful that in his senior year, the play averaged 8 yards per carry every time it was run. The ball carrier for most of those runs was the prolific Charles White, who led the nation in rushing yardage. And in Bud's 4 years, Southern Cal lost only 6 games, winning 42 and tying 1. The Trojans won 3 consecutive championships and won 4 bowl games, 3 Rose Bowls and 1 Blue Bonnet Bowl. Brad won the Lombardi Trophy as the nation's top lineman in 1979, as Bud was also a unanimous All-American selection. The National Football Foundation selected Brad Bud for entrance into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1998. And Bud played pro football with the Kansas City Chiefs from 1980 all the way to 1987, and he was familiar with the organization because he grew up there in KC when his dad, Ed Bud, played for the Chiefs from 1963 to 1976. Just to tell you the caliber person this man is, Bud sent a donation to Southern Cal, repaying the school for the athletic scholarship it had given him. And Brad Bud and his wife have made speeches to many Christian groups. They're just out there to get their message. Those are some good people. You can just tell just by their story, giving their money back to the school for giving them scholarships to help some other children that are going to school there. That is just a tremendous person, tremendous athlete. And how about that? Him and his father both playing for Kansas City, missing each other by just 4 seasons. In 1976, his dad was his last season. His first year was 1980. So just a tremendous run of luck there, and some great talent, great bloodlines, I guess, that Kansas City took advantage of to have some great players on their team. A father and son combo there, almost consecutively. Well, we hope you enjoyed these football history headlines. We hope you'll join us each and every day, because the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch comes out daily, just like it is in our name. So you can join us by clicking follow on your favorite podcast provider, or email us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Get on our email list. We will send you an email each and every morning, bright and early, so you can see all of our blog posts and podcasts that are coming out that day. And you can also go to sportshistorynetwork.com to see us and our podcast and many other great podcasts there, because it is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, and you'll get hours of listening, entertainment, and enjoyment from that, and probably learn quite a bit, because very talented podcast hosts and some really great guests that are on many of those. And pride ourselves on sports history. That's what we're all about. And pigskindispatch.com, we pride ourselves on football history. So make sure you check that website out as well. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
The 2021 Professional Football Researchers Association Convention will be held at the Gold Jacket Lounge at the Pro Football Hall of Fame during the final weekend of June. Convention speakers will celebrate the 100th anniversary of the founding of the NFL. The fee for the convention is $50 for members and $100 for non-members. The fee includes admission to the convention and Pro Football Hall of Fame, meals on Friday evening and Saturday afternoon, and free parking. All convention activities are subject to COVID-19 protocols. For more details, click on the 2021 PFRA convention link at profootballresearchers.org.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Do you wish you knew more about the 100 seasons of the NFL? You're in luck because you found the Football History Dude podcast, where each episode is a journey back in time to learn about the rich history of the NFL. From the founding of the league in an auto showroom, all the way to what it is today, America's favorite sport and a behemoth of an industry. My name is Ernie Chapman. Football is my passion, and I want you to come along with me each week to explore the yesteryear of the gridiron. So hop on board my DeLorean, and let's get this baby up to 88 miles per hour.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.